It was a massive attempt to rid the state of 2,000 undocumented immigrants. It took 3 weeks and more than 30 immigration officers. Families were torn apart and businesses were disrupted. Gang members and child molesters were sent packing. When the smoke cleared, the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, had deported more than 1,000 illegal immigrants from California. Assistant Field Office Director Jim Pilkington says the sweep was crucial to the safety of the nation.
Many of these people do pose a danger to the community. Many of them have criminal convictions. Some are violent offenders, and it's our goal to target these individuals for arrest and removal from the country and to make our communities safer.
The government targeted illegal immigrants who have ignored deportation orders. Nearly one-third of those arrested had criminal records, including a Mexican national who had 52 prior charges of lewd acts involving a child. Those arrested came from 35 different countries around the world. Some had returned to the U.S. illegally after being deported. Pilkington says others had fought against deportation in long, drawn-out court battles and lost.
These folks had already had their day in court, and they failed to comply with judge's orders. Therefore, they were targeted for arrest and some for prosecution.
The operation was considered a success by the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, but advocates of immigration rights say it was inhumane because it took parents away from their children. No immigrant rights advocates were available for comment. Harmony Apel, Annenberg Radio News.